Hello, everyone. I'm Rami.
And I'm Andrea, and you're listening to What the Health.
Today's issue is controversial. What does it mean to refuse taking a vaccine? Andrea, did you know that the first anti-vaccine movement dates back to the 18th century?
You mean this thing spans back more than 300 years ago? It seems more like a recent thing, to be honest.
I know, right? But sometimes it seems as if, you know, there's nothing new being invented these days. It's just repeating history. Think of all those Disney redos.
Oh my gosh, so much controversy right there in that statement, Rami. But yeah, I mean, some Disney redos are great and some weren't so great. But here's a more important question. What did the anti-vaccine movement even look like back then?
So, as I said before, it started in the 18th century, way back then, right? And it began as a religious issue. So, you know how it goes. Some said that sickness was a punishment from God. So, vaccines are trying to oppose the divine right.
Oh, yeah. That's definitely a different take on vaccines.
Sure, but at the same time, it's the 18th century. Try to explain that to them without science.
Yeah, they just don't oppose divine will. Doesn't really sound that convincing.
Right. But still, vaccines move forward, which, you know, we're all grateful for. And people saw the good in them. Most people were happy with it. And the anti-vax movement lost its strength.
And thank goodness. I mean, millions of people were saved thanks to vaccines. But here it is, creeping back up again.
It actually came back before now. It came back in this 19th century.
Oh God, history really does repeat itself. And every century, apparently.
Yep. But this time, it was a very different argument. You know, it actually sounds kind of similar to today. Vaccines take freedom away from us.
Oh yeah, that definitely sounds very familiar. I've heard it before, and we actually keep hearing it now.
Yeah, so you know, you got your finger on it. So the second wave, if it can be called so, begins when in England, a law is passed making it mandatory to vaccinate all children. So, of course, you know, then some people got all berserk, you know, triggered and started protesting because the government can't tell them what to do or what they can't do. So after a long fight, anti-vaxxers even actually achieved the decriminalization of not vaccinating children. But you know what? Joke's on them. Not even this way they managed to stop vaccines from extending to today.
Right, because there's just so many good benefits behind vaccines. And think of this. In the height of the Cold War, it brought together the US and the USSR to collaborate and end polio. Vaccines help save the world because it only has one enemy at the end of the day, and that's disease.
I know. By the way, this is kind of wild, but it's also fun. Isn't it weird that they're called vaccines, which comes from cow, somehow? And then there is herd immunity.
Anyways, moving on. It may not be among the WHO's top 10 threats for global health, but that definitely doesn't mean that the anti-vaccine movement isn't a huge issue for global health.
Of course, you don't just harm yourself by not taking a vaccine. You can also harm others.
Exactly. Think about immunocompromised folks or even people that are allergic to certain components in vaccines.
And let's not forget pregnant women, right, who already have a weaker immune system, or even those families in areas with low resources that have sadly had no access to vaccines at all.
Of course, and the list of those types of communities just goes on.
Thankfully, we've been able to achieve herd immunity for many diseases, actually.
Of course, and it's super important in keeping all of these people safe.
You know, herd immunity, you usually need around 90% of immune, you know, individuals for certain diseases. I can't stop thinking about cows. Ah! Anyways, with some very contagious diseases, right, like smallpox, we require up to 95 or even 99% of immunity. So when that 1% or 5% of people freely decide not to vaccinate themselves, they're also risking herd immunity. And hence, those who have a weaker medical condition. And in the long run, everyone.
This totally explains the comeback of certain diseases. So the danger is real, and the third wave of the anti-vax movement could be absolutely disastrous.
Possibly catastrophic.
I mean, if we want to get dramatic. Yeah, sure. Well, actually, no, now that I think about it, if a bunch of people just decided not to get vaccinated, that would be catastrophic.
But the question is, if we know how bad not getting vaccinated could be, how is it that it's coming back?
So there's actually no single answer to that because there's no single anti-vaxxer.
Explain this a little bit more. Is that like how there's no single Star Wars fan? I'm all for the prequels, by the way.
Oh yeah, me too. For the prequels, I mean. So when you think of someone that is against vaccines, who comes to mind?
I would say lots of famous people. So I think, you know, Donald Trump, Robert F. Kennedy.
Okay, so that's one kind of anti-vaxxer. But there are also some people that are just uninformed. They forget to follow up on their child's immunization schedule, or they're just scared of the side effect. Would you consider those types of people anti-vaxxers too? Probably not.
Not all. I mean, they're definitely people that need to be reached out to and supported and need to feel heard.
Exactly. So on one hand, we definitely have the anti-vaxxer that is truly against vaccination. However, on the other hand, general vaccine hesitancy is also a problem that needs to be addressed. As with many other things, it's not so black and white.
And we may miss out on opportunities to actually reaffirm that vaccines are 100% necessary, effective, and safe.
Yes. However, conspiracy theorists are probably out of our scope, to be honest.
You mean all those, you know, Reddit threads where aliens are behind these vaccines, apparently?
Haven't heard of those yet, but I'm sure they'll be coming up pretty soon. We haven't even talked about the privilege behind the anti-vaccine movement, though. Think about it this way. More than 96% of global deaths by communicable diseases were also from developing countries, some of which are preventable with a vaccine.
The same vaccine that others don't want.
Yep, those exact ones. And I think Melinda Gates put it best when she said, Americans, in this case, have forgotten what measles deaths look like. What do you think, Rami? Too dramatic or just the plain truth?
You know me, I love drama. So, Melinda, of course, I agree with you. But, you know, you can also think of it from a different perspective, right? So there's this statistic that for every 400 kilometers in a car ride, there's 1 in 1 million chance for a car accident. But how many times do we think about this before we go driving, right? And I think it's the same for vaccines. So it only makes sense to read the science and take the shot, you know? But, well, that's the way my crazy brain works. So I just don't think that ignorance is a bliss. It's dangerous. Friends, we're out for the day. They're calling me for my vaccine. I'm thinking about getting that sweet ice cream after my shot. You know, chill out.
You really are the punniest out of the two, aren't you?
And you, yes, you, our lovely listeners, are you going to take it? Will you not? We don't necessarily need to know, but we love you.
I mean, I'm definitely ready for mine. Thanks again for listening, friends. And don't forget to show us some love on Instagram and Twitter @JensForHealth.
As always, stay safe.
And stay healthy.